This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Beach Book Bingo Summer Reading Recommendations from Day to Day Literary Editor Karen Grigsby Bates. First, this Peon to Neon that comes with an online alert. If you are near a computer at the moment, go to npr.org, pull down the program tab, and go to Day to Day, and there is a link to some really glowing illustrations of this next story, which is this. The first neon sign in the U.S. was in downtown Los Angeles. The city actually has a museum of neon art across the street from where two neon signs once lured you to drive a Packard. On summer nights now, the museum offers a tour of the city's neon signs, and reporter Alex Cohen went on the neon cruise.
The tour departs from the Museum of Neon Art, where you can learn the science and the history behind neon while sipping Chardonnay and munching on brie and crackers. Then at dusk, we board a red double-decker bus, where we're greeted by our tour guide for the evening.
Good evening, all. Welcome to the Museum of Neon Art's Neon Cruise. My name is Eric Linksweiler. I hope you had plenty of liquor, because I did.
Eric Linksweiler stands at the back of the bus with a megaphone while it cruises through downtown Los Angeles. We pass abandoned movie theaters, brand new office towers, and old Art Deco buildings that are being converted into loft apartments. Linksweiler points out the neon that adorns hotels and churches, and one of his personal favorites, the neon sign for the Commercial Exchange Building.
At 10 stories tall, it is the tallest in Los Angeles. Does it work? No. No, of course not, not at all. But it is still one of my favorites because it is Art Deco and, of course, the tallest.
Linksweiler is a walking encyclopedia of L.A.'s architectural history. In addition to knowing every detail about the bright signs that hang from buildings, he also knows about neon signs that are a bit trickier to find. As the sky grows dark, we pull into Chinatown, where neon illuminates two ornate gateways that border an alley filled with souvenir shops. Linksweiler encourages us to get off the bus and hunt for hidden neon treasures nearby.
There are two vintage neon Buddhas in Chinatown. Your goal is to find both neon Buddhas. Neon Buddha of the neon nipples and the neon navel, and neon Buddha of the four hands. We also call him Slap Happy Neon Buddha.
After a brief intermission, we board the bus again and head through a long tiled tunnel, giving Linksweiler the opportunity to have more fun with his megaphone. Linksweiler's screech is the open to Act 2 of our tour, Hollywood, where neon signs advertise liquor stores, nightclubs, and motels.
Coming up on the right-hand side, it's the Holiday Motel, with backlit plastic motel, a neon holiday topped by an incandescent starburst with one bulb burning. Of course it needs restoration, but this is Los Angeles. We all need a little bit of help out here.
As the bus approaches the Hollywood Freeway, Linksweiler points out a sign for the Western Extermination Company. It features a procession of neon yellow rats that once lit up one after the other.
But unfortunately, the city of Los Angeles looked at the running rats, the conga line of rats, and looked at the traffic on the Hollywood Freeway on the right, and they said all the cars are stopping to look at the dancing rats. I'm sorry, but you'll have to turn the neon rats off, and unfortunately they did. The rats cha-cha no more.
Though they no longer dance, the neon rats are still lit up, yet many of the other signs throughout the cruise are no longer aglow. Linksweiler says that the mayor of L.A. turned off much of the city's neon during World War II as a way to conserve power, and many of those signs remain dark to this day. He explains the other reason behind neon's demise as the bus passes by a backlit plastic sign for a liquor store named Green Circle Park.
Neon tubing was around from the 1920s until about the 1950s. The reason it died out was because it was an art form. You actually had to have talent to bend a neon tube. But did you need talent to make a piece of plastic that says Green Circle Park? No. No talent whatsoever.
By the end of the tour, we start to notice signs all over the place. A blue fish that lights up the window of a Russian delicatessen. A red hand that illuminates the small store of a palm reader. We all have neon on the brain. And as we finally return to the Museum of Neon Art, we find out that's just what Linksweiler wants.
No matter where you go, I hope that you look around your environment and see neon everywhere. And I hope that you've realized after this tour that neon does say a lot more than liquor, motel, and live nude girls. Thank you so much for coming on my tour. I really had a great time with all of you.
The Neon Cruises happen each Saturday night through October. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.